Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, picture perfect moment. We see throughout culture this quest for the picture perfect moment. It's that moment that you want to capture forever on film, or today, digitally. This moment that you'll show to people with a smile on your face and explain why it was so perfect in the whole backstory behind the picture. With the age of technology growing and picking up speed, we can snap pictures of moments whenever we wish with the use of our smartphones. You see something, you grab your phone and you capture that moment. Throughout life, people take these pictures of moments that they're living. These moments may be picture perfect, but at other times, the film reveals a very different perspective. As you walk through the checkout line at the store, you will see pictures revealing the not-so-perfect moments that celebrities experience in their everyday lives. Society looks to Christianity and states that the Christians should be picture-perfect all the time. Have you heard this from people, particularly people outside of the church, that Christians are hypocrites because we don't follow what we should be doing? It sounds as though the world, looking in at the church, expects to see perfect people living perfect lives, always ready for the picture-perfect photo opportunity. Well, not to burst their bubble, but the world will not find the picture-perfect people that it thinks it will find. Not long before our passage today from Romans do we hear Paul talking about living in the Spirit. Romans 7, verses 5 and 6 states, "For while we were living in the flesh, our sinful passions, aroused by the law, were at work in our members to bear fruit for death. But now we are released from the law, having died to that which held us captive, so that we serve in the new way of the Spirit and not in the old way of the written code." So we should be able to live as God would want us to live, shouldn't we? Ideally, as children of God, we should be able to go through the rest of our lives and not have to deal with the damaging effect of sin on the world around us. Well, as it turns out, as God's redeemed children, we still live in a sin-filled world. We live in a world that is so filled with sin to the point that we ourselves are adding to this mess of sin around us. So how are we to live as salt and light in the world as Jesus calls us to? We know that we are forgiven, but that doesn't make our path any easier in life. We will be faced with the same decisions and struggles that St. Paul is writing about in our Romans reading for today. We see in that letter that there is a tug of war, a battle within each and every one of us, that is pulled between doing what is right in the eyes of God and indulging in our own sinful desires. But this battle isn't as simple as we think it is. Picture in your mind's eye, a tug of war scene. You're at the front of the line, pulling with all of your might, and you're wearing the best clothes that you have. Perhaps you even rented a special outfit that would cost double the price if you were to wreck it. And so far, you look picture perfect. Between you and the other team is a muddy pit full of mud and slush and all sorts of stuff. And you don't want to fall in. If you were to fall in, there's no way that you could salvage that outfit. No dry cleaner around would be able to handle it. Instead, you would simply have to burn it. So you're pulling with all your might, and your feet slip closer and closer to the pit. And you're doing your best to avoid getting into the mud. But then you remember how much fun you had playing in the mud when you were younger, despite your parents telling you not to do so. It was so much fun. You know how much you loved it, and for a split second you thought, "I'm just going to jump right in." Then you get your wits about and you hold on with all of your might until you eventually give in. And you go flying into the mud and the slush. And as you hit that mud, you regret everything. The dollar signs start popping up in your head what this choice will cost you. A not-so-perfect picture is taken of you doing what you do not want to do. The good you wanted to do, you didn't do. But the evil you did not want to do, jumping into the mud, is what you did. As Christians, we are not perfect people. We strive to live for those picture-perfect moments all the time, to follow God's law that we desire in. We attempt to avoid those sins that Satan places before us, but we end up falling into that temptation. We sin, we break God's law, and a not-so-perfect picture is taken of us and is plastered across our conscience, reminding us of what we have done. We may go out with the intention of loving our neighbor as ourself, but then we fail, thinking that the next person that I see that needs help, I will help. But when faced with that situation, we turn the other way. We don't even look into the eyes to see the pain that person is experiencing in their life. Perhaps the thing you're trying to work on is being more patient with others. Before interacting with them, you tell yourself, I will be patient and loving and caring because that is what Christ has called me to do. But then a tense situation arises. You lose your patience, you lose your loving and caring attitude. You didn't get up waiting and anticipating you're sinning. You had the best of intentions. We ourselves are still sinners and saints at the same time. In the Latin, simul justus et peccator, at the same time righteous and at the same time a sinner. We constantly live within this realm of having good pictures taken of us as we delight in doing God's law and bad pictures taken of us convicting us of our sin. But thanks be to God, we have another picture to see. We see a picture not of ourselves, but of Christ on the cross. Christ bearing the punishment that our not-so-perfect, sinful lives deserve. Christ paid for those sins on the cross. And not only do we see Christ lifted on the cross, but also the empty tomb on Easter where Christ rose from the dead for you and for me. There was no picture to be taken of that empty tomb, for his body was not there. Here is where we find the answer to Paul's question, wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from this body of death? To which the answer is, Jesus Christ it is. Jesus Christ is our rescuer. And we say with Paul, thanks be to God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Seeing Christ risen from the dead, that would be a picture-perfect moment, if you asked me. Amen. Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen.